Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. This is your first time tuning in. Now to inspire, motivate, and empower. Welcome back, Soar Nation. On the episode today, listen, I have an awesome gentleman with me. His name is Lewin Smith. He's a Bahamian sports analyst. And we're going to be talking sports. Are you ready to take flight?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
From Kobe Bryant left the NBA. I haven't been the same. I'm sorry. So, what he mentioned just now. How do you feel his transition from playing college ball, university ball into the pros? How do you think his transition from one to the other was?
I feel like his transition is going like really, really well. When he first came in, it was kind of slow, and I guess the system didn't fit with him for him in New Orleans, and they traded him like within his rookie season. He went to Sacramento. I actually got a chance to see him live when they played the Clippers, and this was his rookie season. And in this game, he, you know, basically he spent more time coming off of the bench. And this game when they played the Clippers, they were down, like the deficit was down like I think 11 with less than 6 minutes in the game. And what he did is he sparked a comeback where he took a three-pointer, cut the lead down to 8. And with the Clippers bringing the ball in, he stole the ball and he shot another three-pointer and cut the deficit down to 5. And it was like, you know, hype from there. And he sparked that team and that comeback. Everybody elevated. Everybody began to play better. And it was very, very exciting to watch, especially being there live and rooting for your fellow Bahamian. He's been very good. And then in his second year, he took like a much greater jump. Right. In his second year, he now is the franchise record holder for the Sacramento Kings. He's their franchise record holder for 3 pointers made in a season.
Right.
And I see a lot of growth in Buddy. His handle's been getting a lot better. And he's been doing a very, very good job. He's in line to make a nice payday right now, get a nice contract.
Oh man, I see why Jordan was always the way he was. I see why Kobe was always the way. Because he said that Jordan, Kobe, they have never had to get in the zone.
Right.
They don't ever leave.
No.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They live in that mentality.
They don't leave. Yeah. You correct me if I'm wrong, Alex. You're the expert. You're the expert now. I believe it was the Seahawks. It was the champions playing the Seahawks when they were up. It actually looked like the Patriots were going to lose the Super Bowl. And Tom Brady came back from a huge deficit.
It was the Falcons.
Falcons, eh?
Yeah. They were down 25, so the deficit was like 28-3.
Right. Because you know the Super Bowl.
Right.
Whoever gathers the momentum, that's the team that wins. I mean, that's how it goes.
Right.
But when you look into Tom Brady's eyes, you didn't see feet.
No.
You didn't see feet in his eyes. You didn't see the feet.
And that's the thing with it. You don't see the feet in his eyes until like the plug is at 0. Or the game is like totally out of reach.
Right.
And that's one thing that I always respected about Brady. Is the fact that he just wants to win.
Right.
He's super competitive, and he, like I said, will go down as one of the all-time greats, maybe the greatest, because of what he's accomplished. And there's actually a story talking about what Tom Brady made during the course of his career, and how he's like the sixth highest paid quarterback. Mm-hmm. But his personal preference is, you can pay him enough where he's satisfied. He doesn't have to be the highest paid. You can pay him enough where you can build around him and put a team around him. He just wants to win.
Right.
He just wants to win. Tony Robbins, I know you're familiar with Tony Robbins.
Right.
I've been to one of his events too, and he talks about his friendship with Tom Brady and the mentality that he has.
Right.
And that's really what sets him apart from a lot of, you know, quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Aaron Rodgers, to me, is the greatest talent.
Right.
He's a better talent than Tom Brady, but the mentality is just different.
Right.
The will to win is just different.
Right. That's why they call him the Black Mamba. Mm-hmm. When he have you down, he kill you.
Yeah.
No, he won't let you think you coming back.
No.
When you have someone, when you have a champion down. Listen to me, Zonich. When you have someone down, you will have to put your foot on the thing. You can't let off this champion. They be waiting for a little window.
Right.
And that same little window that he was given,
right,
it was over.
That's
all you're coming for.
Yeah, I love Kobe myself.
He was like they would be right there, right? And I don't know. I was like, probably bad coaching. And it's like the game always you end up going in that direction.
Right.
So that's why I said it the same. It has to have something to do with your coaching staff.
And the funny thing that you said that the coach that was there when Michael Vick was there was actually Andy Reid. And Andy Reid would forever go down as one of the greatest football coaches, one of the greatest football minds ever. But historically, he took the teams that he's coached, he's took them far enough, and it's like when it mattered the most, it's like it seems like things get away with him. It seems like the team starts to lack discipline.
Right.
Started making mistakes that veteran players shouldn't be making,
right,
etc. Stuff like that. And the fact that you even mentioned that is like,
right,
you see the connection with the Eagles, like when you said that. The same thing during the Randy Reid era.
Right.
Now he's with the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's like they would have an awesome record, one of the top three records in the NFL,
right,
and then get in the playoffs, and it just disappoints.
Wow.
It's like, it's consistent with the teams he's coached.
Track and field. Mm-hmm. So, I've been watching Charlaine Miller for some time now, and she's a powerhouse.
Yeah, she is. And she's been that for a long time, and it's so amazing to me how, you know, and it goes back to that same work ethic. It's the same consistency, everything she's doing,
right,
to stay at the top of her game,
right,
to perform the way she has been performing. And she, like you say, she always seems to impress me.
Right.
She always does.
Yeah, but that 200, 400 meters, man, it's like no power. And you know, she actually has a good strike. Michael Phelps. But it was a guy from China. Because I believe they end up, you know, China, the Chinese, that's smart.
Yeah.
They end up getting one of the trainers, because you know the people from Australia speak too.
Right.
Australians have the service.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but seriously, yeah. So I think they hire a coach from Australia. For the Chinese team. But because China was scared of bad last year too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean last Olympics too, they were scared of bad.
Yeah.
But you know, Phelps was there, he's like, I ain't sure you're
that guy,
he was scared of bad, trust me. He was busy.
It was close.
Because he didn't even win. I think he won the first or the second event. Mm-hmm. On the rest of them. I know that was killing.
Yeah.
He beat them. He tell him.
Wow.
He said, I got one more. He's like, one more good stand left me.
Yeah.
Like, that's all she got. So Nation, we just took flight with Lewin Smith, Behemoth Sports Analyst. And so Nation, as I always say, if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
believe I can soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.